Mr. Champion, sir?
Come in, child. I promise I don't bite. Honestly, boy, even if I did want to hurt you, do you think I could at this age?
Well, not really, no, sir.
Exactly. Now come here, I have something to show you.
You wrote this, didn't you, sir?
Hey, you don't have to call me sir every time you talk to me, if you don't want to. Is that what they teach you squires nowadays? And yes, I did write this book. Over 20 years ago. It is the story of the Legion of the Black King, and how our armies defeated the king and won the Great War, which our ancestors had fought for countless generations before us.
You mean how you defeated the Black King and won the war?
Well, not on my own, even though I did play a pretty big part.
There's no need to be modest. You're the greatest hero the Crystal Empire ever had.
Well, I'm sure there are many others. Still, I realized the other day that many of you squires were not learning any of the history of our great nation in your daily education.
Oh no, not at all. I had to spend almost all of my free time after lessons in the library, just to learn that the war even happened.
So I thought it would be a welcome break from your daily routine if you spent the day here with me, learning about the war against the Black King instead of your usual lessons.
Really? Could you do that? That'd be awesome!
Yes, of course. Given the shameful lack of knowledge on the subject as a result of your horrific educational system, I'm sure your tutors will excuse this interruption of your boring lessons. Now, let's see. Banishment into the cold wasteland of the far north was not enough to end the Black King's thirst for power. Power he could finally steal back as ruler of the Crystal Empire.